as well,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I guess when the Requiem comes out, that'll be number four.
Number four.
Are they putting anything with that?
Yes, there's going to be Seven Sounds Unseen.
There. Is that which?
That's
is it
the original one.
With Westenberg.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Wonderful. That is another. So that's going to be.
That'll be on that, and we're not quite sure what the third piece will be, but.
It will be there.
It'll be there.
It'll be there. Great. Good afternoon. It is 12 noon right on the dot here, and you are tuned to WPRB Princeton, New Jersey. Community-supported independent radio at 103.3 FM or online around the world at www.wprb.com. Welcome to another edition of Classical Discoveries Goes Avant-Garde. I am your host for this show, Marvin Rosen, and I'm with you every Wednesday between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m., and feature more, I guess you could say, out there works and electronic compositions, more of those types of pieces than you hear on my earlier Wednesday show, Classical Discoveries, which airs from 5:30 until 11. I've been here in the studio now for about almost 7 hours right now, and well, time surely does fly when you're having a great time. And I'm going to have a great time when I get out into this gorgeous weather. Here is the weather forecast for the Princeton area from the National Weather Service. This afternoon, mostly sunny with a high near 70. Sounds good. Northeast wind around 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 48. Southeast wind around 5 miles per hour, becoming calm. And tomorrow, Thursday, another great one. Sunny with a high near 73. Northeast wind between 3 and 6 miles per hour. We currently have right now mostly cloudy skies and 66 degrees at Mercer County Airport in Trenton. Thank you. Just listening to Obrigado by my guest Robert Moran, as performed by Iowa Percussion. Dan Moore was the conductor, and Innova Compact Disc. Want to say a word or two about that?
Yeah, and I don't even know. It must have been whenever was the 25th anniversary of the Kennedy Center down in D.C.
Well,
10 years ago, maybe.
Yeah,
like
I mean this piece was written in 1995.
That's when it was. And it was their invitation. Please write us this piece, a piece for percussion as like a fanfare. Very short, opening up the concert. Yeah. They did the double piano concerto Berio, which I don't know.
Oh, that's cool.
With the two women, the two.
Yeah, Lebeque. Lebeque
they
sisters.
Played, yeah. Is that a cool piece?
It's a good
I don't know.
It's interesting. I think I heard that once live somewhere.
Yeah.
Back in the Boulez days.
Uh-huh.
Which would have made sense.
Oh, really?
In
is
New
it
York.
That old? I thought it was.
It's pretty. Well, I think maybe when I was a student, young student.
Well, I'd like to hear a recording because they played that. That was on the show. So that was for the piece. And I once again, the title. And I thought, well, what are we doing? And of course, I had just gotten back from Brazil.
Right.
And I assumed that the word, when people would say thank you, was obrigado. And I said, isn't that charming? It's the same in music. Obrigado, obrigado. And they said, no, it's obrigado, because they were laughing.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, obrigado. So that's thank you.
Yeah. Well,
so I thought that's a nice little thank you to.
Well, we're going to go from 1995 way back to an LP. And you know what's interesting?
LP.
To an LP. But what's interesting, you know, about this piece we're going to listen to, one of your quote, like happening pieces, the Pachelbel Promenade, is that you used the famous canon before it was very it was popular.
Yeah.
And, share with us a bit about your happening pieces and about this recording.
Well, that takes a full show. But the first big piece was the 100,000 person piece in San Francisco.
Right.
And that was August 69. And then in 71 or 72, we did the second piece, which was Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, and all the ensembles there and performing groups from rock and roll to choirs to you name it. And then the third one was when I composed when I was living in Berlin, and it was for the city of Graz, Austria, for the festival in 75. And so they recorded all these ensembles, and they gave me, if you can imagine, being given the Altstadt, which is a Renaissance part of the city.
Mm-hmm.
So here I've gotten this town that I can do anything with, and we just flooded it with, and I said, flooded it with sound, but and all the music. Ensembles, performing ensembles in the city. So I said, well, what should we do with that? And we recorded them and dispersed this throughout. So you could walk through the city and hear this canon, but it was only the bass line. So I took the bass line as a great excuse to write my own stuff above it, pieces for eight guitars. The inevitable choir boys, you know, the string quartets and all this. So that's what you'll hear.
Wow, it's quite.
And a jazz group, which I had nothing to do. They just came and improvised
they were just
over
there.
The bass. They were there.
They were just there.
Yeah. And that happened, and they repeated it two or three times there in Graz.
Wow. Well, music by my guest, Robert Moran. And as we mentioned earlier, I mean, the variety of music you've written during your career is just amazing, and we're going to see another example of that right now.
Thank you. Thank you.
You are listening to the Pachelbel Promenade by my guest Robert Moran, as performed by ensembles from Graz, Austria. I would like you to know that you can visit my website if you want more detailed information about any of the selections played today on Classical Discoveries or Classical Discoveries Goes Avant-Garde. The address of my site is www.classicaldiscoveries.org. The detailed playlist for today's program will be posted by this evening. Also, if you have any comments or questions, feel free to email me directly at marvinrosen@classicaldiscoveries.org. Again, that's marvinrosen@classicaldiscoveries.org. We're here with Robert Moran, and Robert, welcome back. We've had a tremendous amount of fun here today, and also a tremendous amount of fun talking off mic as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a great few hours. What's coming up for you? You mentioned one thing, that big choral work. What else is happening?
Well, after Buddha Goes to Bayreuth, then I have a new commission for a dance work with the wonderful choreographer Val Paroli, who's out in San Francisco.
Right.
And he has for years now been trying to get the estate of Shirley Jackson to release to him The Lottery. Do you remember The Lottery?
Yeah, I think
very
so.
Very short story. You can read it in 10 minutes, and it's absolutely terrifying. And her son lives in San Francisco. And so they've just gotten the right. Everyone has wanted it. Hollywood has wanted it. No, no deal. Finally, Val got the rights for the ballet, and we're doing it.
Great.
With Ballet West in Salt Lake City.
That's great.
Full orchestra.
That's great. So that's great.
Yeah,
super. Super. Robert, it's been great having you. I just want to not cut anything off because I want to have time to play the sign off of this final piece. What would you like to say that if you can say about 45 seconds about this.
Voices of the Last Seal
had
its world premiere 1 month after 9/11 at the famous Frauenkirche in Munich, conducted by Alexander Hermann and his chorus Klismos with four cellos and percussion. Yeah. So it's a text by King Ludwig. It's a very sad text.
Yeah. Well, the music is beautiful, and we're going to sign off your visit today with that. Robert, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you. Thank you.
Always
so much.
A pleasure to have you
My
here.
My pleasure.
We sign off with music once again of Robert Moran.
Thank you.
big folk music scare of the 60s. Boy, that was close. That garbage almost caught on. You know, the other day I was sitting around and thinking, I wonder what the first music ever written in this great country of ours was. And I was certainly hoping it wasn't that fiddle and banjo crap. Lord knows we've come further than that.
To hear how much further we've come, try Music You Can't Hear on the radio.